It's a staple of British cuisine, with people from across the city flocking to Norwich Market to get their fill of traditional fish and chips. And with more than 40 years of history, Lucy's Chips is a market mainstay, with plans to expand in the coming weeks. Barclay Gray, who owns the two Lucy's stalls with his brother Kingston, said they took over from their cousins in November. Since then, they've been mixing things up with variations to the menu, such as battered mince pies at Christmas, battered haggis on Burns Night, and even heart-shaped chips on Valentine's Day. Mr. Gray said, "It's a gimmick, but it keeps us aware and we like to try different things. We're still having people ask if we're doing the haggis. That went down really well. We are a traditional chip stall. Our chips are cooked in the traditional way. The first stall cooks in beef dripping, and the one we're now refurbishing will use vegetable oil, so we cater for vegetarians too." Mr. Gray has been working hard to turn the second stall in Row C into somewhere where people can stop and enjoy their meal. This has included expanding into the stall next door to give him a double unit. "We're trying to get some seating to create a hub where people can enjoy their food," he added. Mr. Gray also said it was important for people to continue to support the market. "Support it or lose it, basically. There's a wide variety of stuff on the market and I'd encourage people to come and give us a look because you might be surprised by what you find." He said he felt Norwich City Council was trying to make things work, but that other traders also supported each other. "For example, we get our sausages from Paul's Butchers, and being on the market means we can be cheaper than other food outlets in the city. Being that little bit cheaper helps." Times have changed since Lucy's began in 1971, and now the stall offers more options than ever before. As well as the traditional portions of chips, customers will find local sausages, fish cakes, and the more exotic white bait or occasionally battered cockles. Anne Pye, who works on the stall, said particularly popular were chips and curry sauce or chips with gravy. "People have chips with gravy and cheese," she said. "Don't knock it until you try it."